بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أحسن القائل إن لله عبادا فقنا طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنا نظروا فيها فلما علموا أنها ليست لحي وطنا جعلوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنا. Still reading the introduction and the forward to this kitab. And we were discussing this poem in which example has been given of where the very intelligent and wise people, how they don't get involved in this dunya, that is over the limit, only the basics they take, which is called zuhad, what they need, their basics. But besides that, they don't have anything to do with this dunya, they are preparing for akhirat all the time. The first line we read that Allah has got a few very intelligent people, that is those people who look deep into matters and consider the far-reaching effects of everything. When they did this, they realized this dunya is not a place to make love with and to enjoy this dunya. So they divorced the dunya and they feared the temptations of this dunya. Temptations are which are outward temptations, and the fears also which dunya puts into a person, that if this happens, what will you do? That happens, what will you do? So they did not worry about anything of that. They pondered deeply into the matters, and when they realized that this is not a place for the living to live in, that is, we are all just passing through. It's not your end destination. It's not where you're going to live forever. When they did that, جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّ, they considered it like the ocean, like the sea. That is, for to reach, to go, to travel somewhere, a ship to travel, it needs the water. But as long as the it stays on top of the water, then the ship is safe. But as soon as the water have to come into the ship, even if it is a small hole, that ship is going to sink eventually. So the water is required. Without the water, the ship cannot sail. So like that, this dunya's life is required. But if the love of dunya comes into the heart of a person, if the dunya comes into a person, then he's also going to drown and he's going to lose everything. So you use the dunya, but you just use it for what you need it. Or another example, when you want to save a drowning person, you should save him, try to make every effort. But when you see he's pulling you with in the water, then you leave him. Then if he wants to drown now, he drowns. But if he's pulling you and you also going to drown with him, then you leave him. So this dunya we will use. But the minute a person sees that this dunya is going to take him with and it's going to drown him into sin, etc., then he must leave the dunya completely. So they took this sea to be they took this dunya to be like the sea in which they have to travel, but they kept it out of them. They did not let the dunya and the love of dunya enter into their hearts. وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنًا. And then they made good actions the ships in which they sail. That is, we need to travel. In this world, we need to live. But you take your good deeds and you do all your good deeds. And in this way, then you travel over the water, over the dunya, and you reach your destination by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this good amal, it has, the example has been given in the Quran Sharif, that they in the Hadith Sharif, and in the Quran Sharif also, that they will be our transport also on the day of Qiyamah. A person won't have to walk, he'll have transport if he did good amal. And on the other hand, our evil deeds, if a person has got his evil deeds, they will be loaded on top of him. And he will have to carry all that evil deeds of his, all the wrong that he has done in this world. He did people down with money, whatever it might be. All that will be loaded on his back, and it will be tell him now. It will be told to him. Now you walk, and even crossing the pul sirat, which is so delicate on its own, even if a person has got good amal, it's not just an easy crossing the pul sirat. But if he has got the rights of other people on him, those will be loaded on him, and then now he will have to walk. So our evil deeds will be loaded on top of us. And if we have got good deeds to our credit, then they will be our conveyance, our transport. And like a person, one is a person has to walk to wherever he's going, how difficult. And one is a person has got transport, and he just sits in, and just by just sitting, he reaches where he wants to. So the day of Qiyamah is not going to be an easy day. It's not just going to be at one, so to say, at one office. It will be many things that a person will have to pass through. It's a tiring, it's a cumbersome journey, even for the righteous and the pious, right from the time of maut already. How Malakul Maut comes to a person, what condition Munkar and Lakir come to a person, all this will be there. So these people who are those wise people, and unfortunately they are always a few only. As it has been mentioned, one person who made the dua while making tawaf, oh Allah, make me from amongst the few. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked him, what is this few you're asking? So he said that qaleelan min ibadi ash-shakur. Few of my servants are those who make shukr. Qaleelan ma tu'minun. Very little it is that what you believe. So it is the few people who reach to the steps. Otherwise, the majority just go as everyone else is going. And we don't consider, we don't see what actually we have to be doing. So this poem beautifully depicts what the purpose of this dunya is, how we should use it, and how we should get to the akhirat and save ourselves. May Allah make it a reality in our lives, and that we save ourselves from all this adab and difficulties of this dunya also, at the time of maut in the qabr, and on the day of qiyamah also.